That's very interesting. Now, when we talk about this and we talk about the season, there is one thing that Alabama fans hold most dear right now, and that is Saint Nick, Nick Saban. They are in love with him. They decided out of nowhere, hey, let's just give this guy a contract extension with no more guarantees for us, but we'll just give you more money. And you know, you don't got to promise us anything. Here's some more money. Enjoy it. And that's exactly what just happened here. How much pressure on Nick Saban to actually get past the SEC championship this year?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and he made this comment when he was hired, too. People were talking about, oh, all the high expectations in Tuscaloosa, and how do you deal with that? And I think this is exactly why Nick Saban is the perfect fit for Alabama. As, you know, he was very quick to say, like, look, you know, those expectations aren't as high as the expectations that I put on myself. So, you know, I sincerely believe that he's honest when he says that things like, you know, fan expectations, whatever, don't mean anything to him, because he's got his own set of standards that are even more than we could expect. So,
you are a homer.
Oh, I am, believe me. through and through, don't worry.
Good Lord.
But you know what? We have real high expectations because it is a historic program. We're not talking about the Akron Zips here. We're talking about a team that, you know, has historically been a powerhouse program. And what I always find amusing is that, you know, you don't hear anybody telling USC fans, you know, hey, John McKay's dead, you guys should forget about being good at football. Or the same at Texas, hey, Daryl Royal is dead, you should forget about being good at football. But we have to hear all the time about how, you know, Bear Bryant's dead, you guys should just forget about being good at football, your time's past. So, you know, when you have a long history and a long tradition like that, obviously you're going to expect that, you know, the school would want to continue that history and tradition. And, you know, you do that by going out and getting the best coaches you can find, and Nick Saban is certainly one of the best out there.
All right, so you're obviously a homer, so let's hear it. SEC championship game, who are we looking at?
Florida in the East, unless something just completely bizarre happens.
The SEC East is actually looking pretty bad. I mean, the teams are not looking good. So I'm enjoying this fact that Tebow is probably just going to run over all of them. So that's good.
Exactly.
And I'm a homer too. So let me get that out of the way. But go ahead.
Well, I'll say this: the only team that could stop Florida would be Florida. And you know, you look at like the Ole Miss game last year; they should have just destroyed Ole Miss. Yeah, you know, fumbles, turnovers, that blown coverage that Ole Miss got their touchdown off of.
Right.
It was just all mental errors on Florida's part. It wasn't because Ole Miss was, you know, that great in that game.
Exactly.
But in the West, you know, really, I'll say Alabama because I am a homer, but it's either going to be Alabama or LSU. I think LSU has they have a little bit more of an anchor around their neck because they have to play Florida and Georgia.
Yeah.
But at the same time, just as far as the division goes, it's either going to be Alabama or LSU.
Okay, so if we're looking out past that, who wins the game? Florida, Alabama, LSU, who wins the SEC championship?
Man, that's just too early to predict. There's just too much not to know. I'll go the home around and say Alabama.
Okay.
I can give you a realistic expectation. Just go
ahead and just pick Alabama to win the national title.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, of course.
I know that I just jinxed this to the Independence Bowl, but, you know, whatever.
Hey, whatever, that's where you guys belong. Todd Jones, yay Alabama, where can we get your book?
You pick it up on most newsstands. It's at Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Target, Walmart, Kmart. A lot of grocery stores and drug stores have them as well. And if you can't find it that way, you can go to maplestreetpress.com and just order it.
All right, there you go, Todd Jones, yay Alabama. I'll tell you I'll give you one reason to pick this thing up, and it was a great read. And, you know, again, I'm not an Alabama homer or anything, but it was a great read, the 12 Alabama national titles. How many titles can you actually claim? It was a very interesting read with a lot of information that I did not know about, but it's a good book. It's a good book. So go check it out. Yay Alabama, like you said, you can get anywhere. You can also check them out online at maplestreetpress.com. When we come back, Jason has provided us with some